Hi, this is a dictation for patient May Carney, M-A-E-C-A-R-N-E-Y. May Carney is a patient who is here for follow-up evaluation, date of birth 3/26/93, date of accident January 18, 2022, date of service is 7/14/2022. May Carney reports the following, that she's suffering from pain in the left side of the neck and also the left upper shoulder posteriorly and lower part of the left side of the lower back with the radiation of pain to the left buttock and left posterior leg all the way to the ankle. All of these pains are reported to be 8. She has no pain in the knee. Knee pain has improved already. She reports 50% improvement in overall pain symptoms. However, the pain in the neck and the left shoulder and the lower back on the left side is varying from 4 to 8. She has issues of ADL that are affected 8, and she reports that general activity, walking ability, work, and sleep are affected 7 to 8, while enjoyment of life is affected 6 among ADLs. In the system review, she reports of headaches, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, and lack of concentration, chronic fatigue. However, she denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, double vision, or blackouts. She denies any confusion, disorientation, loss of equilibrium, or any loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing stiffness of the neck and the left shoulder, as well as pain in the lower back and the neck and hip on the left side, as well as difficulty walking. And she has pain in the tailbone area also. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the problem, incontinence or any stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient denies asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that pain is not improved, and she has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 134/84, pulse is 72 and pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 6/17/2022, dictation number is 0624-073. So the plan of diagnosis or the plan of care is as follows. The patient has no major issues in the left knee since the pain is all gone, no treatment is needed. However, she has a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, 3, L4, L5, L5, S1, compressing the thecal sac. And they, for that, patient was advised to consider and have a LESI injection. She has a positive tenderness and pain in the left sacroiliac joint, for which left sacroiliac joint injections are advised. And the patient is now continuing to have therapy. And if she returns back with the, if she provides a consent, we'll be more than happy to provide the procedures. And she's provided the following medication after reviewing MAPS and the laboratories. And meloxicam, Mobic, 7.5 twice a day, Flexeril, one tablet twice a day, Wellbutrin, one tablet a day for depression, Tramadol ER, 100 milligram twice a day for sleep, for pain, and Ambien, 5 milligram for sleep, Voltaren gel, and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. This is also ordered in counseling at her choice place for the depression and other issues. At this time, our goal will be that physical patient has obtained enough physical therapy for 6 to 8 months. No more further improvement will be obtained. So we'll reduce the physical therapy to 1 a week. And the role of LESI joint injection has been discussed. The patient doesn't want it, she should be discharged after this. Thank you.